The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends, fiends, people in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by a little MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2.
Some bitch.
She got lost in meditation.
What you doing? She's slapping.
Looked over and she was rebooting. I saw that little little circle icon spinning away.
I don't know how far you got, but how'd you get away so fast?
Damn!
I saw her spirit come out like Doctor Strange.
How you did that? You know how to astral project? How you did that? We learned how to do that.
I opened my third eye.
I cannot tell you my secrets. I'm sorry. No, I was here the
sure.
whole time.
Gemini. Sure. Are you here? Here.
Always.
Well, Base Boy was here. She was steer.
Queer.
Queer.
In the mirror.
What does it actually... what does it mean to be queer? Because I know that people can be the gays.
It's new.
And why
I think
the pants,
to be a queer, you have to be from Texas and gay.
Listener.
Okay.
You
well, it. I guess then
you
I'm not queer.
You stop it, Andy. You stop this.
No, I'm literally asking. Like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I know the other ones. I don't know. Because when someone's just like, oh, I'm a queer person, is that just an umbrella term?
Or just... Yeah, queer is supposed to be an umbrella term.
Okay.
Supposed to be an umbrella term for all of it. Like, you're queer if you're just an irregular part of societal norm.
Now, what if you're just an odd feller? Can I use that? Like, can I use that like that still? Or are people gonna give me a queer eye?
As far as I know, you can do whatever you want because
hell yeah.
I'm not supposed to be telling you. Because
I'm going
yeah.
to the gym again. That's right. Why I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Hell
that's
yeah,
Buff Mitch.
Buff Mitch.
Buff Mitch. Creatine Mitch.
No, we actually went to the gym yesterday.
Uh oh.
Yeah, it was nice. Like
Buff Dandy.
All right. I went to the gym earlier this week, too, now.
Okay, not as on the same vibe, but that is on the same
It's the fall of lift.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be pumping iron into the winter.
I love this for us. Okay.
That's why we got more energy tonight.
It is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It must be.
We're not all chubby tired. Why are you looking suspicious over there, big boss? You ain't been celebrating.
That's a new one.
Are you among us?
That's a new one.
No.
That's a new term.
Like, for real, though, it's like, it is a good feeling to just, like, be active and intentional and, like, your health, you know? It's like, wow.
I started running.
Yeah, that's great.
Getting down there, I was running the other day, and I felt the sauce, like the sauce in my blood, mm-hmm. actually start to loosen. Woo. That's a feeling.
What's up, man? Hey.
No, seriously.
That's good when that blood thins out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're it's just like, so. Oh, this is what it's supposed circulation's supposed to feel like. All right, I can fuck with this.
Yeah, every time, like, so last night after we left the gym, I, like, kind of had that feeling of, you know, after you work out and you just kind of feel loose, like, you feel very, like, and it just, you know, and you're also, like, kind of happy and just, there's that, I know they say the endorphins and other shit gets released from working out, but it is just, it's a cool thing to experience, so I missed it. I haven't been working out in months. We went back to the same gym. They, like, put all this new shit in there that they didn't have before. So that's, like, even more incentive to, like, keep going back.
Did you use any of the new stuff on your first
Absolutely
trip?
Absolutely not. Because I...
Now you're scared of it? Intimidated?
I was a scared.
Yeah, but you know now it's not going to have MRSA. You got to worry about MRSA on it right now.
You will never escape the MRSA.
Mm-mm, nah.
The MRSA is forever.
My gym at work does not have a disinfectant spray everywhere. So the first day, like, I know security was probably looking at me funky in the video cameras because I took out, like, 20 towels and I'm just layering them over all the equipment.
Fuck, y'all ain't no, seriously.
They're like, oh, wasn't you don't like, need no sanitizer
like
spray.
Leprosy going back around or something?
Right? Yes, yeah. Dude, yes.
Yeah.
That's fucking scary.
No, that's very scary. And, like, people, honestly, I've seen it, like, even when I used to live in an apartment that, like, had...
Leprosy?
Not the leprosy.
Right.
It's Baseboy trying to say she's Jesus.
No, I want to know who you're around and also...
And where to stay away from.
Right. We can't...
Hard to get money if you point out these people.
That is not what I was saying. I was saying that I've seen... Even in, like, private gyms, like, whether it's, like, from your community or whether it's, like, a public gym that, you know, just anyone can get a membership to, a lot of people feel, they have the audacity and they just feel the right to use equipment and not clean it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it so many fucking times. It honestly is so irritating. Like, they use the shit, they touch all over it. And they get up and they walk away and they don't give two shits about the fact that they were just sweating all over this thing.
And then they're just going to leave it soggy ass.
And they leave it that way. So, like, what I've started doing
onion
is
sauce.
I wipe the shit down before I use it and after I use it. So, like, you
know. What were you doing before?
Huh?
What were you doing before?
I would just wipe down after I used it. But once I started catching privy to, like, people not wiping it down anymore. So now I do it before and after. I was always doing it after myself, but now I'm also doing before use it because
I did both.
All right, like, Space Boy, you make up points from last week. I got you on a point system. You're back in the positive, I think.
excellent. So yeah, here we are. Everybody's me, Space Boy Danny. There's MRF. There's Impaler. There's Mitch.
Ooh, ooh.
We're here. We're queer.
You repeating? You stop that.
I don't know.
We're gonna have
new material.
So
you get
well.
Some new material. Get new material. Get something new. Stop it.
We're here and not dear.
Time to fear.
Try again next episode.
Yeah. Come with something like come with a notebook.
Come back next episode. We'll something better.
Some cue cards.
That would honestly help me a lot because sometimes I just like totally swirl out, man. I don't know. What's
How wild would that be if you could just like hire somebody to give you cue cards throughout the day? Like essentially like a secretary or something, but just like big cue cards like to read the room for you. Like if you're about to bomb at like a joke, they're just holding up a card that's like, you know,
is he like
not
hiding
that joke here.
Yeah. Is he like hiding someplace or is he just always in plain sight?
I want him to hide.
Yeah,
do other people see this person?
Oh man, that's even scarier. He's just like hallucination. That would be the most helpful hallucination.
A snake eater.
Ugh.
Oh, okay.
Somebody in a cardboard box just crawling through.
Speaking of hallucinations, I have to tell you guys about this video I saw earlier today. And it was like, so it was a family. And this little girl was sitting in the chair, and like her older sibling was like, you know, doing a magic trick on her. It was like, I'm going to make you invisible, and put the blanket over the child, and, you know, said some magic shit, and take this blanket off, and everyone in the room pretends they cannot see the little girl. And aww, she's like maybe like 7 or 8. So she's not like small, but you know,
enough to be like,
enough that she could be kind of
worried,
convinced.
Like if yeah, everyone's selling it. So, that's child abuse.
Yeah, so that's,
I mean, it's not, because that's fucking stupid. So, to like, me, but it's
the mom. She was like, just she was selling that shit. She was like, oh my gosh, what did you do to my baby? It's like, and the little girl like went up to her mom and like touched her, and the mom acted like she was like, what? So acting like she
the spirits.
Where it came from.
She said it went to her mom's purse.
Right.
Well, and since I'm invisible.
No, it's so.
I'm going into daddy's special medicine drawer.
Go to the pet special medicine drawer.
Stop. And then, like, so she was also, they were like, oh, I'm going to take a picture, like, sit with so-and-so on the couch, and we're going to try to take a picture to see if we can see you. Mind you, the girl on the couch just kind of had her arm out, like waiting, right? Waiting, quote unquote, for right, her to come. So I'm assuming they probably took a picture of like her sitting there blank.
Quickly.
So by the time this kid came.
That's messed up. That's messed up.
And then
up,
like, she shows it to the girl on the couch. She's like, here's the picture. I don't see anything. The little girl saw it. She starts fucking screaming.
So as a young lad, my
it was funny. It was funny as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. They all hype. Obviously they stopped when she started like crying and stuff, and you know, consoled her. But like, you know, there's some people in the comments who are just like, "Oh, this is abuse."
No, people are soft. No,
right? I was gonna say those
like,
people
if this
are
is
pussies.
The worst fucking thing that could happen to you, then.
Right. Yeah,
then I'm happy for
I don't
you,
know what
honestly.
To tell you.
Right.
That's the worst, is that your family pretended they didn't see you for 5 minutes for a joke that you wanted to be invisible.
Right. So, you know, they just sold it on.
I'd have been hype. I'd have been like, oh shit.
I'm invisible now.
No, they would have actually had to try to catch me, because I would have ran off.
Yeah. Immediately just start taking your clothes off and running for the door.
Y'all can't see me.
My parents used to put me in a clothes basket and then put a blanket over the clothes basket and then tell me that they were selling me to the gypsies and stick the clothes basket outside. And then, like, they'd close the door and, like, talk like they were gypsies coming to pick me up. And then, you know, that was pretty fucking horrifying.
Yeah. You're just in the basket like, oh, no, stay away, gypsies. Stay away.
There's some current events going
please
on now that, like, I don't know. I just... gypsies got what's going on here?
Oh shit. My gosh,
that's wild! Like I do dicks.
Oh, I mean, my dad picked on me all the time.
Shit! Like who's like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put this kid in his basket, cover him in sheet, and be like,
I'm selling you.
I'm selling you just gypsies. You're going with these strangers.
Oh, here you go. I feel like here's the thing: the older I get, the more I like kind of do understand. Some things
are fucking hilarious.
Are funny because kids are
dumb.
They are dramatic. They're to the nines. Like
they're not dumb. They're not dumb. They're actually very smart. But
they
like
trust you to tell them the truth.
But
they are naive.
But sometimes you know it's just like it's
fun to trick somebody dumber than you.
I don't know. See, here, no. I don't want to.
No,
I'm not saying
not
that.
It.
No. Mm-hmm. That sounds terrible.
You said it's fun to trick them because they're dumb.
It's not fun to trick them because they're dumb. It's fun to explore the imagination of, you know, other.
Okay.
As a parent, I will say it is hilarious when you can trick a child into doing something because they're dumb. just cards out on the table. Love my kids.
Confirms the theory.
But there are some times you can tell them to do something, and then you just sit back and go, I knew that was a bad idea, but like, come on. Look at that. Look at that face.
Teaching your life lessons.
You'll remember that one. Yeah. I remember my dad as a kid, and I still have the scar on my wrist here. He looked at me, and he was like, have you ever seen a cigarette burn twice? And then he took a hit of it, and then it out on my hand.
Oh. See, now that's child abuse.
Well, now that's objectively.
It burned for a second. Like, it was a quick, like.
That's objectively not objectively nice. But.
Yeah, it was fine. It was one of those things that stuck with me forever.
Vinny's the kid from the Breakfast Club.
Oh, no. Over there in the corner, just loading up. Nah.
Oh, no.
It's Damn. Fine. It hurt for like a minute or two and left a scar for the rest of my life that's finally fading after 30-something years, but like...
God damn.
That's cool.
What type of shit? That's shit.
It was an experience.
God damn.
Yeah.
So, you know, trick your kids. It's fine.
So
they'll love you for it.
They will certainly remember... It will certainly remember all the things. So whatever types of tricks...
Children never forget.
So whatever tricks you do with your child, just remember that they'll probably remember it.
Nah, they'll forget some of it. A lot of it.
If you do enough of it, they'll forget most of it.
Yeah.
The more of it you do, they just won't have enough
They'll
room.
Just hold on to highlights, yeah. Mm-hmm. A highlight reel of the things. Have you ever been jacked up by your parent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get out of line and your parents got to, you know, just give you back a little.
I remember this one time my mom jacked me up. I was like 7. And it was like outside. And it was like, I don't remember what I said. I must have been talking shit or something.
You definitely talk shit. Yeah.
I
can see it.
Shit.
You're talking cash.
Space boy just like,
shit. I'm on that good shit. Okay. All right, fuck you guys. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Shit with all that attitude.
And shorter, so probably more attitude to compensate the height.
Exactly. Just, so you just, had, you know, as a child, you had registered not to do such things. And you had been warned. And you kept doing that shit. Next thing you know, you dangling.
Off the handle, space boy.
You dangling. That happened to my nephew.
Wow.
My dad did that to my nephew back in the day. Like, when he was like 7. Because he was talking shit. And my dad told him, shut up. And he kept talking shit. And I think he got, like, in a fight with my niece. So my dad, like, grabbed him by, like, the neck and had him up against the wall.
Oh,
and, like,
shit.
His feet was just, like, dangling.
Got his ass.
Well, funny enough, when he was even younger, he was doing some dumb shit. My dad caught him by the feet, like literally like cartoon shit, like feet dangling him like a fish in the air, and just like got the belt on his ass. Like pop. Like, god damn.
Oh my gosh.
That's one of those where, like, if you're witnessing that, you don't know, like, how to feel. You just try to be as small as possible. Like,
right. Because like, don't look at me next.
You're right.
Please.
Like, I am not even going to breathe in your direction.
Shit.
But goddamn.
Fear and impressed.
You're right. Like, that's my dad.
That's some shit.
I come from that line.
Damn. Like,
well done.
What? People are weird. People, we're just, you know.
Not as soft?
I mean, yeah. But no. But yeah.
We are soft. Softer than baby shit now.
Mm-hmm.
Pussies running around here.
Just even like cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, I remember like some years ago they were talking about, I don't know how accurate this is, but like how kids shouldn't be able to watch like Tom and Jerry and stuff like that anymore.
Because why? Like, it'll teach them to bully each other.
Watching Tom and Jerry never made me want to bully anybody. I just enjoyed the show. Like, I just liked watching it.
I remember watching the Angry Beavers where they were doing like allegories of cocaine and like.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I watched, a lot of stuff that I even played, like video games when I was younger, that's just, it didn't necessarily make me influenced.
More violent than your
small
stature already does.
I could be a criminal, according to the stuff that I like consumed. I mean, I'm one of those people. I've seen horror movies. I've played stuff like Grand Theft Auto since I was like fucking 5, 6 years old. So, like, allegedly, according to, you know, the people who think that that's so,
the peoples
who want to complain about the most, like, I mean, I definitely could be one of, but I'm not. I would argue that I'm actually really overly sensitive, honestly. I hate a lot of violence and stuff, but I also grew up watching shit like Saw, so
it's, bless it, Saw, you know,
done. And it's not even that I like hated watching those things either. It's just it doesn't, it, what you watch or like play doesn't necessarily define you as a person. I'm not saying that there aren't people who can't be extra influenced by external forces, but that's not just limited to media, whether it be music or TV or games. That could also be like family or friends or whatever the hell, you know, that goes on in their life and makes them do these things.
I mean, I feel honestly like it holds the opposite for me. Like, with video games, especially, I like playing violent video games, shooter video games, because I know if you put me in a Call of Duty situation, I'd probably just freeze up and piss myself. I'm not gonna run in and, like, you know, throw grenade, slide across.
Not 360 no scoping.
Yeah, I'm not 360 no scoping, throwing a grenade, chucking my tomahawk, and then like killing four dudes. I'm probably just gonna be like, guys shooting at me. I'm shooting back, but like I'm just kind of poking my gun around the corner and just boom, 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 right, boom, boom, boom,
and hoping they leave you alone.
Yeah, like I'm throwing out like signs that are like, can you stop?
Can you go away, please.
Yeah, like you're in my space, but like, yeah, you know, and then like there's me bumping really hardcore, you know, I'm gonna go shoot you music. And
right, that's what I'm saying. Like, people make it seem like
yeah,
one thing equals the other, and it doesn't.
Here I am trying to help you change your tire and give you a back rub at the same time. And yeah, I peel away listening to some murder music.
So, you know, like, why can't people realize that, honestly, at the end of the day, like, there's a balance, you know, to everything. Obviously, you know, excess negative shit can influence people negatively, but that doesn't mean it's gonna, I don't know how.
Let's do an experiment. I got two kids, and we're gonna just give one nothing but negative stuff all the time. The other one we'll be cool with.
Yeah,
that is Nobel Prize type shit right here.
Right.
No, I mean, seriously.
Don't get the ethics board involved. No. Probably would cross.
We definitely violate the ethics board. I'm telling you that right now.
I think medicine should. I think all science should. I don't think there should be an ethics board in science. Fuck that. I want unethical science. I demand.
Yeah, but, like, you know, how far does it go? Because does it go to, like,
how quickly could we get, like, cures for diseases if we just, like, tested on people?
I mean, that's true too, and it already, they're already fucking.
But if you're saying it's unethical, how did we?
All types of crazy chemicals in this shit anyway.
Let's just get all the convicts that are lifers in prison.
If we've been honest, when we say ethical, it's still like we're being kind of nuanced with it anyway,
right?
Because there's still a lot of shit that we do that's technically
ethical. Nah, but I want to break that down even further. Like, you're a dude that's got life in prison. All right, dude. Like, you can have a TV in your cell, but like, take this boner medication. Find out what it's going
to
do to you.
Well, and here's, I'm not trying to get like too technical.
I mean, people do that volunteer work and stuff.
Yeah, people do that.
But I want first stage.
Listen, here's the thing. The problem with those types of experiments is that you can't necessarily have it very controlled, because if you're looking for a certain like type of demographic, or like, you know, age group, or
right,
health status,
system,
or whatever the case may be, and you're just relying on whoever you get from, you know, death row, then it's just going to kind of, I mean, it might work one way on this dude and a different way on this other dude. So it like kind of makes it hard.
I know the best part. I know the perfect spot. I just thought about it. Basically, basic training.
Oh, in the boot camps?
Yeah, because think about it.
They're prime.
They shoot you up. You don't know exactly what they're giving
you. You're getting
you.
Inoculated.
They give you anything.
And it comes in a, you just walk through and they give you an air gun.
Yeah.
It's not even like people just loading needles. It's just in a gun and they're just like, psh, move forward.
Yeah. So you don't know what the fuck's in there. So how you know?
And then your sample pool is a lot more.
It's a lot larger.
It's a lot larger. It's a lot more consistent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
I don't know. I think it should be a punishment, though. Because, I don't want my soldiers that are going to go out and,
I don't agree with that. I don't. Let me be clear. I don't agree. I don't agree with the premise. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, this is. All right. People of Feed and Fix do not endorse. This is all hypothetical.
This is all hypothetical.
Never happened. All hypothetical.
We do not own any stock. And or, these supposed chuts.
Or islands that manufacture such things.
No. Mm. Nope.
But, as, you know, I think it should be like a punishment. Like, hey, you've got life in prison. There's plenty of people out there that have life to prison, to close to life to prison. The less your sentence, the more farther into testing you would get the medication. So, if you're life in prison, you're getting it, the stage that rats would normally get that medication.
Okay.
If you're I'm on my third strike probation, I'm going to be here for 10 years. All right, you're getting the stuff that's already gone through a couple levels of testing that we know is pretty safe.
I mean, I get where you're going with it. I don't disagree, but what I would say is the problem is that our justice system in general is wildly unfair and biased and corrupt. So then there could be people who were doing these 10 years and don't deserve to be doing these 10 years, and now they're also subject to being a test.
Set subject?
Test subject. Simply because they're,
got 15 years in prison.
Fucking new age polio.
Or some shit, maybe they weren't even the person selling weed, they were just with the person who sold the weed, and just because of how shit, because
all types of DNAs releasing motherfuckers all the time now for shit that they were not a part of.
So in theory, yeah, I get it. I get the idea. I get the vibes.
Yeah, but having the government in control of it.
And, actual practice.
Right.
And that's, the problem.
You can't do anything
with
right.
A lot of things is there's a lot of good ideas of
that
how
money
we
gets
could,
in the way.
How we could, be a better society, or how we could, just benefit it better. And it just won't happen because money's. Because
money rocks.
Money rocks. And never mind. I was gonna say.
Try to rhyme.
Did you forget what you?
She was gonna try to say something about
cocks.
What
to say next. You're trying to rhyme. You couldn't find out.
She was like, anything. "What rhymes with rocks other than cocks? And how do I fit the cocks into the rocks?"
Socks.
Yeah.
It was either socks or cocks, and I just
money rocks, Box. And you can put it in socks. Done. Dinner. Girl dinner.
Dinner. Ate it. He ate that.
Okay, really quick, can we talk about how on the internet, all the different maths, I'm a fan of them. I think it's
Did you say all the different
maths? We don't talk about maths no more. We moved on from the maths, but that was a fun
I just want to really just maths. Briefly bring up the maths, because there's girl math, boy math. There's corporate math, there's
black people
math.
All right, indulge me. I don't understand
your
math.
You're not familiar
math
with the math?
I don't do math. I barely believe in math.
Okay, give him an example. Go
black
ahead.
Math would be, for example... Black math would be your kid's clearly 14, but they're 8 to get this.
Oh,
because
you want the
because you want
the discount at the buffet. I got you.
Yeah.
I've been there. Don't tell me about some age disparity there. I'm sitting there holding up the wrong numbers of fingers on purpose. So they just look at me like, okay, well, he's either 8 or he's something like that.
Okay, girl math is some shit. Like, okay, so these pants are 50% off each. I bought two, and I've literally saved money.
Yeah, all right. All right. I'm getting what you're putting down.
I have gained money.
I am positive money. That's like 100% off. I got 50% twice.
Yeah.
I'm fucking booling.
That's fucking girl math.
All right, I like this. I miss this era.
Yeah, you know, boy math. I'm trying to think of one of the ones I've seen online about boy math. Hold on.
She's going into the archive. Look at her. She's in the archive state. She's pulling up a file. Where did she even get that out of? She pulled a file, and she's perusing it. She's perusing all the files.
She's trying to figure out the boy math.
She's actually got a full chalkboard out. She's scratching her nails across it and
okay,
doing
I got
boy
one,
math.
I got one.
Gerald.
So like, boy, this
math.
This might trigger some dudes.
She didn't think of it yet. She's still thinking of it. She was filibustering us. She was buying time.
Yeah, that's
I know that when I see. I know
because you could have been like, boy math is when you spend you buy
a video game,
$1,000 cell phone, but you still got holy
palm
draws on.
Yes, yes, perfect.
There's nobody to be offended by that. It's very true. Very true. A lot of facts to this. The best technology.
I mean, do
the oldest draws.
The draws might be a hole. They might have holes in them, but do they still?
It's a good job.
As long as
my nuts and dick aren't hanging out of them.
And even if they are a little bit,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's fine.
No, no,
just
no.
I'll let my dick kind of hang free
bit, yeah.
For a little good, a good ass cupping.
Just save those for sexy time.
Right? Nah, those are kind of like, you know, every once in a while.
And not the
just
homemade lingerie.
Exactly.
Lingerie.
Lingerie.
I got a pair like that, though. The button fly, the front, the little fly thing. It, like, I squatted one day, and I got some, you know, I got some, when I squatted, it just snapped some of the front there. And so, like, I call them the dick lips, because that's where your dick flops out of there. So the dick lips on my boxers got a little blown out on the tops and bottoms. And so when I wear this particular set, like, if I'm moving at a brisk pace, sometimes I can feel, like, you know, some dick swing and, like, ooh, there's some zipper. Like, you know, it's uncomfortable or whatever. And
oh, no. If I felt zipper immediately, I gotta, those things are gone. Really go.
But on the altern, like, I can squat them fuckers.
Over there.
Yeah,
I have 25 points.
Fast and loose.
I got 25 points of articulation in them drawers, though. Like, if you come at me, I can put my ass to the ground, crab walk style, and, like, I can tango.
But you know what's dangerous with those drawers like that? Since, like, the flat part is loose,
mm-hmm.
You run the risk of getting caught in the zipper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well,
that is.
Now you think you tuck it away.
That is a scary.
Now you think you tuck it away, and you go to zip it up, but now your dick decides to fall for it or as you're zipping
ooh.
Up. So like, ah!
And you get that, like,
that
sensitive
graze.
Under, yeah, that
ooh.
Sensitive underskin just caught up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you playing dangerous over there, Mitch. You playing dangerous.
Let me get out the sewing kit tonight.
Guess you got bust out that. Gotta get your new five pack for $15.
I play dangerous too because I don't wear underwear often.
Ooh,
so.
Woo, woo, woo. This boy out here, out here doing the soldier's work.
Y'all
salute
are
you.
Fucking insane.
How much of a dick callus you got now? So like you like you're
There's
giving
no
somebody
callus.
A high five? None.
There's no callus at all.
I'd imagine, man.
Helps
do
with
they
desensitivity.
Get calloused? Is that a thing?
Well, like, if you're just,
okay,
like, wearing
jeans. No, you know, it's fine.
You're raw balling in some fucking leather.
Tough it out, man. Just tough it out. I do it. In
powder? Baby powder?
No.
Nothing, huh?
No.
He out here.
He's a soldier.
Okay, so anyways, you know who are soldiers? Internet soldiers?
Uh-oh. You salute them.
Those people... And I, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't do my due diligence. I don't have examples like I would like to have. But everyone knows what I'm talking about. Those people who are online, they're on Facebook, they're on your Instagram, they're on your TikTok, they're on your Twitter, they're on whatever platform you use for social media, and they are trying to sell you their program for breakthrough.
They're trying to sell you their program to make you a millionaire,
to be your own entrepreneur, to have your own business. They are trying to tell you how you can just, if you're with the marketing, the affiliate marketing, then you can, you know, make all these figures if you just do blah, blah, blah. And like, how are all these people experts?
Mm.
And then also, it's like, it's such a predatory thing that a lot of people do.
It's because people get rich and then they put out these things to people and they try to show, they're going to show you how they get rich. But how they get rich is by tricking dumb people into buying their shit, which is what dumb people do. But then they get tricked and then those people learn, hey.
You know what's worse though is I'd almost counter that by saying that I would say, if I had to reasonably guess, probably 6 out of every 10 are just trying to sell you that snake oil and fucking dumb you down. But the other 4...
they think they're helping you.
...are actually fucking genuine. I work around a lot of rich people on a daily basis, and the one thing I can say is they are never at a loss to come by and criticize you and tell you what they would have done differently and how they can help you next time if you just listen to them or, you know, if you just fucking, like, observe them. Then you too can do what they do, but like they've done it, so they are at a place to tell you how it's done.
Which, I mean, I get that. I get that aspect. That's why a lot of people do listen to some of these folks because, but then here's the thing. There's a lot of these motherfuckers who it looks like they're successful, but they're actually not. Like they're not that guy. They're not that girl. They're not who.
Are you talking about the dude who has like the dude's like, man, you see these five fucking Audis I got back here,
right?
See these 6 Bugattis,
yeah.
No, I got this. I can show you how to do this. All I got to do is
sign up for my course.
Go to my DMs right now. It's gonna cost you $500.
I will teach you the tricks.
3, 4, or 5 months.
No,
you'll be living just like this.
Meanwhile, Ryder's calling and they're like, can we have our rental car back? Like, we really need our 6 Lamborghinis back.
We needed that back like 2 weeks ago.
You said you were filming a music video and you'd have them back tonight.
We've tried getting in contact with you for the past several weeks now.
They repo people's shit like that. They gotta take that shit back. You might not give it back.
they might sell that
shit. They gotta send the trucks out.
We're taking your organs while we're there.
Oh, man.
Taking them all.
But no, the internet, them boys out there. They're trying to fix your credit.
I like the ones that try to tell you all that from, like, inside their garage, like inside their car.
Yeah.
You're like, I can clearly see you're in your car, and I'm pretty sure the garage door is closed, so you're either about to die, which makes your program not very valuable, or...
download the link in my bio and sign up for my program now. If you do it within the next 48 hours, you're going to get an exclusive 50% off of my, and which this is a great value, guys, because what I have to offer you, I mean, people pay a lot of money to get this type of information. People go to Cinemars for this information, and I'm trying to give it to you, you know, at a low cost, affordable price, because I care about you guys and I want everyone to have the opportunities that I've been blessed with to have. So if you just go ahead and click that link in my bio.
And make sure on checkout you put in the coupon code HOTCHEESE10. HOTCHEESE10 gets you 10% off.
10% off. And, you know, honestly, guys, I think this is going to change your life. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think that it would benefit people's lives.
I'd give her at least a Tony. At least.
Like, are you guys clicking the link in my bio or what?
I so, speaking of that, I saw a guy today at a theme park with a shirt that said, it's our honeymoon, care to buy us a butterbeer, and then his Venmo tag.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, buddy.
That's next level panhandling. That's sly panhandling. That's sly panhandling.
I would buy you a butterbeer, but I'm not sending you money.
Right.
There's a difference. If you want a butterbeer,
like,
then
come
I'll give
over
you the butterbeer
with me, and I will purchase you one.
But don't say that and then ask for...
And then just wear the shirt around. And I was just like walking behind him, and I'm just like, this is
and then how many
genius.
How many times
see,
do you
I
wear that
you.
Shirt?
Right.
Because there are people out there with the audacity that they'll do it.
Now,
like,
me
oh,
personally,
cool,
I would put
maybe
like
he's not
a girl
even
into
fucking
it,
married.
Right.
Right?
I told you, slick.
Well,
he's there with his sister.
Worse yet is my wife and I were looking for the other person that we assumed was going to also be wearing the shirt. And we did see somebody later on wearing a shirt like that, but they weren't with that other person. So then I was like, all right, well,
somebody else paying.
I told you it's genius.
Right. Like, are they just traveling in two separate groups? Like,
no, just begging ass people. It's two just different begging ass people.
They run into a scam on two different sides.
Yeah.
You take this side of the theme park, I'll take this
that
side.
That is so crazy. Because, like, I don't even think to do shit like that. But when I see, I'm like, wow, I guess shit.
I've seen the one where they're on the back of people's cars where they write, like, buy me a coffee.
It's
and
worked
put their
for people plenty of times. There was, like, some kid at a baseball game or something that was holding up a sign, and then people saw it on TV, and they sent him a bunch of fucking money.
Yeah, he had one, like, he,
if
had,
you
like,
act,
he went, like, a six-pack, and he was broke, and people sent him, like, a whole bunch of money.
Yeah,
if you act entitled to people giving you stuff, they will give you stuff. That's
no, he just had a sign that said,
apparently.
They just had a sign that said, buy me a beer, and then it had his...
That's
it, what
I'm
yeah,
saying. If you act entitled, because why should I buy you a beer? But if you just tell people, hey, buy
like,
me a
beer.
Beer
ain't expensive. Just buy me one, dude.
Yeah.
Just get it.
And come then on, bro. Someone's going to do it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know what? Yeah.
You know what? Fuck that.
I'll tell
you're
you
right.
What, you're pissing them bums off.
Right? Them bums are sitting there
those
like...
Those bums are like, what the fuck?
Right. Oh, everybody always asks broke when you're
doing this. When I ask, I'm y'all fucking broke.
They gotta
stop this motherfucker right here, this clean bastard, you just gave him fucking $100.
We'll see. Okay, so I saw.
That bastard's probably not going to spend the money on crack, though.
They need to weaponize. They
spend
need to weaponize.
Molly instead.
I got a video.
There's
Molly and Coke.
There's a theory about this. Okay, there's a theory. I saw this video. I think it's a comedian. He made. Basically, it's a joke, but it's also a theory that. People don't like outside people, right? You know, there's a difference between being an inside person and then sometimes you go outside, like you go camping mm-hmm. or whatever. But then there's like the outside people, like the
We're
people who literally live outside.
We're not living in a cabin in
They're
the middle of the woods.
No. An outside
well,
person?
No. Like I'm
person.
A West Virginian.
But no. If you're inside of a building, then you're still an inside person, and you'll be treated as such. Even if you're a weird inside person, you'll still be treated remotely. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people will... But if you're fucking an outside person...
Even if you're a clean hobo, like the one that goes to the subway and they brush their
right.
teeth in the subway bathroom...
People don't want nothing, no parts with you, because you're... I don't connect, like, they
okay.
literally are just like, I don't fucking...
Here's the thing, though. I understand that there are circumstances where people just, like, shit rocks their world and they become homeless.
Right.
But I feel like
there's a lot of people
to remain homeless, yeah, to remain homeless or, like, to choose to be homeless, that's, you're mentally ill. You know, you're fucking touched
yeah.
in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Yeah.
I need some help, honestly. But then there's some people who enjoy it. But again, if you've decided to be an outside person, it's kind of like outside cat versus indoor cat. Like,
yeah, and like they should be treated as such. Bop them on the nose. Like, let them go through your trash, I guess.
Yeah.
Put out a little plate.
So if you live in a van, how you feel about the van people?
Mm.
I feel like the van life folk.
Van people are dicey. Because that's
the
like
50-50?
That's like okay, because you could take it one of two ways. You could be like, okay, they're cool traveling
yeah.
people, and that's
yeah.
fine. Or like, it's probably some sex crimes going on in there. Or like some hopes for sex
There's
crimes.
Right?
Definitely some sex crimes going on in there.
Like either
or some type of orgy swinger situation
yeah,
going on. Bro.
Either the sex crime against
they're
like
just fucking
the law man. Or God, one of the two.
Fucking
There's
man.
Against
oh,
some law.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But, like, you could also just be like, oh, I am interested in going and you know, seeing Nebraska.
There's
going
to be a lot of that at Hulaween.
No, you know, man,
so, okay, speaking of, like, doing shit like
they
that.
A, they have a page, a Hulaween page, and there's all types of, like, people posting.
I saw our boy
down,
was.
Upside down pineapples and shit on their okay. posts.
I saw our friend was offering to.
There, baby.
Offering to acrylic paint people out there.
Oh, Jesus oh, wow. Christ.
Yeah, he said he's going to bring some tubes.
About that, bro.
Tubes.
It sounds like an elaborate ploy to see titties, but
yeah, that's exactly what it is, and that's what he said it was when I got over to my house. He's like, "Oh, we're gonna acrylic paint. We're gonna do the water thing, and then put the paint on the water, and then have people put their
titties into
body
the
parts in there." Yeah, and he's like, "And hopefully some girls will want to put their tits in there." That's exactly what he said.
Bless him, Hulaween.
I have seen those videos online, like that water, that shit that they do at the water mm-hmm. thing and the thing, and then you put the thing in the thing, and yep. then it comes out,
but
and it has the pattern.
The problem is, the way that our friend is, the only thing that's going to show up are a bunch of dudes that want to dip their dicks in there. And then you're going to just see a bunch of dudes walking around at this musical fest with colorful dicks. Just a fucking sea of rave dongs.
No.
You wanted to see some titties, and all you got was raved on.
Get rave dicks.
And
be
I discussed
rave
that.
Batons.
I discussed that I with him as well, and I told him that I will be over at that part of the Halloween section.
I'll be helping
going
out.
I do think that could be cool, but
the dick part or
the dicks.
Are you saying the dicks are cool?
the
we need clarification.
Dicks.
Space
the
boy.
Dicks.
Some dicks are cool.
Rave dongs?
The rave dongs.
Some dicks are cool, yes, but I'm talking about the painting in general. I'm not. Talking about the painting of the things. Not
I
mean, just,
do like my hands.
Not parts, but yeah, like, you know, arm and hand.
But
and
he has to get us. I feel like he has to get a certain kind of paint. And also, like, how long is it going to
Has he done this
there?
Before?
Like, I don't think he has. I don't think
so
he really
maybe
has
he should practice
plan.
Before?
Yeah. Hands,
you know, it's
yeah.
not going to happen.
Nah, our friend is very loose.
Okay, so
he's doing this for the titties. There's not much more.
This is all about titties.
Yeah, this is an unhinged.
Is this the friend I think it is?
It is
probably.
He had a whiteboard up and he wrote titties ? And then he started from there and started like drawing lines away from it.
All right.
Quality.
It's going to be a crazy scene. Bro.
Quality. Yes, please. You got to tell us how that go down.
It's such a good time.
I want to, like, outfit you guys with GoPro.
Kevin's got a GoPro.
We need GoPro footage.
Bro, it's wild. It is
give us
wild
GoPro footage.
That GoPro footage is like, I don't know, that footage might
like
get y'all on the list.
It's like a wild hippie. It's like a wild hippie time, bro.
Just a lot of beaver.
That footage might get you on the list.
Lots of people, just lots of people out in the woods just getting fucked up.
Getting grungy.
Yeah,
it's like I would want to go, but like I'm not going to lie. I'm a little like, first of all.
Are you prepared to see people have sex that shouldn't be having sex in the daylight?
I think if I were to see it, I could probably get over it. But like I've never been to any festival. So that's the thing. And
oh, so
I know
good.
That there's levels to the festivals, but I want to go to like all of I want to see the things.
You
know, I want to have
you
fun.
You should go to the gathering
the
first.
Music.
That's a good entry
start
level.
Listen, I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I'm going.
I need to be in there. I need to see it firsthand.
I
need to handle us.
I gotta make sure my nasal's clean the week before.
I don't personally think that I'm freaky enough to go to the gathering.
Don't have to be though. You just like
just
witness.
Going, man. Like it's gonna be a good time. You
know
what I'm saying?
They're gonna rub their hands across your back.
You'll be family. We're all family. You go there.
They're
gonna
pass you
see,
a 3-liter.
No, I don't like how you said that.
Well, obviously not like that. You know what the hell they mean.
We can't all be family.
Everybody's sharing their weed and Faygo.
But here's also the thing. All right, so
everybody's get to see fucking wrestling. Just break out of nowhere.
I am a somebody who like
you don't appreciate. You're not cultured.
Shut up. I am cultured. I appreciate the sharing of the substances, but I'm at this point in my life where like I can't just be taking shit from people.
Herpes.
I don't know
real.
What the fuck. Well, not just even the herpes. Like the f- what the fuck is in this? You could be telling me that this is weed. Also.
Oh my
and
god!
Like now, I'm.
Are you complaining
PCP?
About free drugs?
The juggalos give you free drugs.
Have you ever done
juggalos
PCP?
Juggalos don't lace people.
No, and I don't want to do PCP.
How do you know?
The juggalos aren't going to just lace you with PCP.
Right? You've never done it.
Juggalos don't get. That. Listen,
they'll definitely tell you it's PCP.
They will literally tell you, "Hey, do you want? Do you want to do some of this PCP?"
Now
you
they
say
may
no,
say it in a way you don't understand, but
yeah.
They may be like, head on heroin, it's PTP.
Did I fucking kill it?
And then you're just like, all right. And they say, we do, or no, it's not we do, it's,
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
It's whoop whoop.
Yeah, a lot of whoop whoop.
Okay.
Just take this little smoke, you got a little PTP and a whoop whoop.
What? Oh my god.
Definitely have some people up there talk.
Some people do talk like that, though.
I'm
going to go out there with my
honestly,
metal hatchet, man.
I would smile and nod, and then I would, like, just have to try to, like, walk away. Because.
See, you just being. You're being
what?
Disrespectful.
Bigot. You're a bigot.
It's real.
Yeah. Oh, I'm being disrespectful because I don't want the PCP. I don't know what the fuck
you just said you would smile and walk away. You didn't. You're not like you were like, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you, though, man.
Yeah, you didn't
well,
even.
Yeah.
You just said you'd smile and walk
just,
away.
I would smile, but. Okay,
drugs
thank you.
Politely.
Right? You didn't even shake their hatchet.
Excuse me,
did
man.
You even try to shake
you're
their hatchet?
And acknowledge the man?
Right. He's gonna fucking walk off.
You know how expensive
I would acknowledge. PCP
is?
Of course, I'd acknowledge him, but I'm just saying.
Rude.
That's the one thing I always marvel at, like especially people that go to music fests and just hand out drugs, because like drugs aren't cheap.
They're not.
Drugs aren't cheap.
People save up for years, like the,
so they can wall out.
They want to. They want
to
be that guy.
Go out to this place, and yeah, they want to be these people, and there are a lot of cool people out there making food. They're sharing their shit, bro. It is a great time. There's a lot of cool people up there.
Oh, I'm sure you meet
I
like
bet
some
it.
Wild
and
shit.
And then it just gets freaky at nighttime when the sun goes down.
Are there a lot of noises?
Oh, I'm sure.
I swear,
a lot of undulating noises.
Yeah, there's a wide camping area, and there's lots of people out camping, so there are noises, yes, but it's not like it's
a
not
whole
like,
field of macaroni.
Yeah, it's if you know where you know where you're at. You know where the party's
you know
spot's
like
at.
The, because you know, like, the gathering, they're, like, in, like, the middle of, like, the fucking woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at for this.
You see, like, it's, you sure it's like, ain't saying that thing?
We're at Swanee Park.
No, I know it's not the same, but you, it's feel like it's the same premise.
It might be the same thing, but
just no juggalos there. There might actually be juggalos
well, sure
there, but no paint.
I'm sure that there are juggalos, but people are all in costume, too, because it's Halloween, so it's for Halloween. So it is 4 days of people dressing up, too, in different costumes.
Like. Which mostly is just nudity by...
By the time the sun goes down, yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what?
Or by the river.
Oh, God, could you imagine being just downstream of that?
My interest has been
peaked. Girl, it's...
All the lubricant coming through the water.
It's a good time.
All the fish are just gliding.
A lot.
Wow.
Astroglide salmon. Zoom.
I'll show you all some,
that doesn't
show
sound
you all
right.
Some posts on the Halloween page.
Will Halloween for?
It's fun time.
But that shit, the tickets aren't cheap either, though, are they? They're like $400.
Yes, sir.
God
they
damn.
Are.
So you're paying a lot of money to go out there and just grunge down and get some strange.
Yeah, but when I go out there, I glamp. You know, I got the 10-person tent. I got the queen size bed. We have a little. We have like a shower head attachment that you put in a bucket of water and then it like shoots water out of you. So you got
nice.
A little shower. You ain't got to worry about showering with the grunge people.
Okay, good deal. I like that.
Personal bathroom, you know.
Got your own hold dig for a shitter.
I have biodegradable bags and a 5-gallon bucket and then a toilet top.
Well,
thing to
hopefully they, it doesn't end up like the. Well, not even hopefully. I don't think it.
Are you about to put a day of fear on him?
No, I'm like, you know, because that Burning Man festival just a couple months ago when they were
Florida.
All stuck.
So
well, yeah, Florida is swampy.
And those people are just going to already be gross. Like, they'll just crawl out.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I guess, I'm not, I, just be safe out there is what I am saying. Is it next week?
No, it's the last week of the month.
The last week of the month.
Yeah.
Okay. Halloween day.
Yeah, we'll be out there for Halloween. No, the 26th is the first day, so we might not be there for Halloween.
Oh.
Because it's Thursday to Sunday. But then, like, people,
Halloween's on, like, Tuesday. Stay there
Monday, yeah. So we'll be back for Halloween. I'll be back for Halloween.
Excellent.
Nice. We're gonna have a party.
What?
Oh, cool. On Halloween night.
We're not having a party. I mean, we could have a party, but wasn't planning on.
We should. We should have a party.
Yeah, this party is at Sunday.
Let's hang out.
Halloween party.
Let's eat.
Are you speaking? Are you about to sell us PCP?
I'm about to sell PCP.
What the heck was that? You just Swanee Musical hula fested us. Hello, party.
What?
You got anything else there to say there, Dandy?
Well, would you some PCP?
You ain't got nothing to say. Bullshit.
There's something else I wasn't talking about, but we'll talk about it next time.
Mm. Oh, next time.
It's fine. It's fine.
See, that right there is why you would get put in a basket and covered up and put outside for the gypsies. That eye roll. Right outside for the gypsies.
I would cry.
Straight to the gypsies.
I would literally scream and cry.
I don't know what they were going to do with you once they got you, but...
Nothing. They'd fucking put me back because I'd be screaming and crying and they'd be like, this is not going to work.
Mm.
And I'd be like, you're right, it's not going to work. Unless they were, like, kind of nice. Like, if I was, like, screaming, crying, they're like, hey, little girl, it's okay. We'll give you some ice cream and candies.
Nah, they take your teeth. That's the first thing these gypsies do.
Well, see? Then I'd be screaming, crying some more. So.
Just sell you into child prostitution.
Aw, that's sad, awful. Gypsies.
No, man. What the
fuck? Yeah, man.
That's a fucking dark turn.
Everybody got to work when you're a gypsy. You got to do your part.
Don't let the impaler get hold of the gypsy tribes.
They ain't got real jobs. They're just moving across the earth. Got to do what they got to do.
Okay. All right. You know what? I think that we could be done here. Yeah, I'm done here. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.